Triple M coming up to 16 to 8 next Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday, the 18th. The big Red Shield Appeal breakfast and launch is on for the Salvation Army. And here to tell us more is Greg Cocking from the Sallies, who was very reserved when I rang him because we've got the new phone system here and it comes up no caller ID, doesn't it, Greg?
That's right, Strawny.
I'm not a telemarketer. It's okay.
I thought it might have been the Roosters trying to sign me up.
Oh, cut it out. Come on. You blokes are going all right this year, too. It's good to see Greg Inglis running so freely. So
we'll talk
about that later. Greg, each year when you do this, I'm amazed at the range of guest speakers that you get. Normally, I get to talk to them as well. And this year is no different. It's next Friday. Just tell us about how the morning will run. It's a major fundraiser for you.
That's right, Stridey. Yeah, it's our community launch breakfast at the Westport Club on Friday, the 18th of May, starting from 6:45 in the morning. And we have some great speakers, Samantha and Lawrence Barlow. Samantha was a police officer walking to work at King's Cross Police Station in 2009 when she was brutally attacked by a drug addict. And so her and her husband, Lawrence, will be coming to tell their story to us on that morning.
Yeah, they're amazing people. Actually, I know Lawrence from Surf Life Saving, and it's an incredible story. And also, one of your own, Major Gavin Watts, is going to also give a talk about some of the work he does.
That's right. Major Gavin Watts was the Salvation Army officer up in Port Macquarie about 10 years ago, and he is now the manager of our Duralong Transformation Centre, where addicts with alcohol, drugs and gambling go to get help for a live-in period of about 10 months. And Gavin's coming up here and he's going to share a bit about the work of the Salvation Army and also do an interview with one of the guys that have successfully come through the program.
Also Adam Taylor and the queen of emceeing, the lovely Lynn the Lean, who does such a great job everywhere she goes. It's going to be a big morning.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we're really looking forward to it, and we're just so grateful for everybody's support in Port Macquarie and the surrounding areas, and we're just really encouraging people to ring up and try and book their spot, because this Friday is our cut-off date, and that they can certainly ring our office on 6583 744 to book their seat for that event, or book a table if they'd like to come and hear Samantha and Lawrence speak.
Yeah, it's going to be a great morning. Tickets are $50, people, and we know that the Salvation Army are right at the coalface. It's not something that they can dress up to be anything different than what it is. You're going to hear real-life stories here of what it's actually like and what some people are going through, and it's great to help them out. All righty, and also, if you want to get a wry smile, ask Lynn Laleen about her hubby who buys her a new surfboard and then goes and borrows it, if you know what I mean. Good on you, Nige. All right. If you'd like to know more, you can give the Sallies a call or talk to them at Westport. It's next Friday, and it's going to be fascinating to hear Sam, in particular, her story, and also Major Gavin. Good on you, Greg. Good to talk to you, buddy. And, good luck to the Bunnies. I think it's the big game this week. Haven't you got the Dragons this week?
Yeah, we have, mate.
Oh,
we have.
2 o'clock on Sunday, probably the match of the round. All the very best. Do you wear a beanie or you've got the jumper on, Greg?
I've got the jumper on.
No beanie at this stage. Good on you, Greg.
Thanks, Roddy.
Greg Cocking from the Salvation Army.